Massachusetts has less than 30 years to transform virtually every aspect of its economy. To meet our mid-century climate emissions goals, we have to build resilient homes and businesses and a transportation system powered by renewable energy, all while creating more diverse, equitable communities. But there will inevitably be difficult trade-offs. WQBUR's Bruce Gellerman this morning takes us to Newburyport, where the future is already under construction.
Just off Route 1 in Newburyport, the Hillside Center for Sustainable Living rises from the ashes. 3,000 tons of coal ash have been buried as landfill on this 4.5-acre site.
There were places where it was 8 feet deep, so it was a dump.
Boston developer David Hall and his partner, architect Keith Moscow, had experience building on urban brownfields and saw the possibilities in this hazardous waste site.
We jumped on it and created this vision of what could be.
They cleaned up the toxic mess and began constructing Hillside Center for Sustainable Living. It's designed to address the largest contributors to climate change emissions: housing, fuel, food, and transportation.
And this is our first big foray into something really novel.
How novel?
Wicked novel?
When completed, this will be a unique community. The 48 townhomes and apartments in the village will be built almost entirely out of concrete.
The construction system has not been done before in this scale for residential.
Developers Hall and Moscow modified a commercial building technique known as the tilt-up construction system. Thick concrete walls are poured, cast, and cured on site. The huge panels, some 3 stories tall, weighing 23,000 pounds, are flipped up into place using a giant crane.
Swing that up on top of the...
And to my amazement, this crane was able to grab that 130 feet away and pluck it right where we needed it. So it was so efficient.
It took just 5 days to install concrete walls, ceilings, and floors for a whole row of townhouses. Everything insulated with 12 inches of styrofoam, spaces carved out for wires, pipes, and high-powered ventilation. Each unit is effectively a thermal battery that stores and slowly releases heat. The windows are triple glazed. Rooftop solar provides electricity. The price of the energy is included in the rent. The structures are so tight and energy efficient, says developer David Hall, the solar panels generate more electricity than the apartments consume. Just 1,300 watts is all it takes to power a unit's small heat pump.
So in January, on the coldest night, essentially the electricity from a hairdryer is doing the work of heating your whole home.
Construction is going a lot faster now. The learning curve was steep.
This first building was really like a startup company, you know, because everything you were doing for the first time.
Sarah Holden of Fishbone Project Management is overseeing construction. She points out the unique, sustainable features of Hillside.
So we collect rainwater off the roofs, and they will go into a cistern that will be underneath the greenhouse, and that will be pumped back to the units for toilet flushing.
The community greenhouse is part of the landscape master plan developed by Cornelius Murphy of Whole Systems Design Collective. He says it's an experiment to reduce carbon emissions while growing food for residents.
Most of this site is planted out in what we'd call sort of a multi-story perennial food forest. So we've got nut trees in the upper canopies, we've got fruit trees in the understory, we have herbaceous perennials below the fruit trees, and we have ground covers, all of which are producing food for the residents of Hillside.
But all this green living doesn't come cheap. A one bedroom, including utilities, is $2,200 a month. So to create an economically and socially diverse community, the developers donated land on the site for an affordable housing project. The YWCA of Greater Newburyport will own and operate the building. John Freehan, executive director of the Y, says 10 residents will each have a one-bedroom with a private bath and share a common kitchen and community space.
It's just incredible because for low-income people, the most challenging issues that they face are food security, housing security, and transportation. And this project is designed to address all three of those needs.
In terms of transportation, at Hillside, residents can share small electric vehicles. There's a community bike shed, and it's just a short walk to downtown Newburyport and the commuter rail to Boston. Sounds like eco-paradise? Not quite.
It was a very controversial decision.
Developer David Hall had to make some tough compromises, like installing natural gas hookups on patios.
If everyone were burning wood outside in a fire pit, air quality would be horrific. And people want to extend their outdoor time. And it seemed like the best way to do that was make natural gas available.
But the bigger climate construction conflict comes from the very material that makes Hillside Center so sustainable, the concrete. It makes the community resilient to climate change, flooding, and wildfires, even the region's infrequent earthquakes. But concrete requires cement, and making cement involves burning huge amounts of fossil fuels, releasing carbon dioxide. Concrete production accounts for 8% of the world's CO2 emissions. Developer David Hall admits it's a big problem.
Certainly the durability of this form of construction is, from a resilience standpoint, is the best. But we have to get that carbon out of the concrete. So that's our goal.
Hall tried to get two Canadian companies that make green concrete to deliver to Newburyport, but the firms wouldn't ship ready-mix to Massachusetts. Still, the developers believe there's an even stronger component being built into Hillside that makes it sustainable, the community.
After a hurricane, people will often speak to the fact that what got them through was the community gathering together and sharing. So community is a big part of resilience, often maybe not considered.
David Hall and his partner, Keith Moscow, are looking for a site to build their next sustainable community. Perhaps another brownfield of coal waste will rise from the ashes and become more resilient to climate change. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.